Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are warm, perfect for a stroll outside. Jerusalem is also sunny, while Haifa enjoys a clear day. Nightfall will bring cooler temperatures, offering a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Saudi Arabia warns of imminent Iran-backed attacks after a Houthi strike injured civilians, according to YNET. From earlier today. Also, 10,000 shekels in cash and 10 luxury watches were seized as 8 suspects were arrested in a police raid in Haifa, reports Israel Hayom just a short time ago. Also this hour, the father of Malki Roth, who died in the Sbarro bombing 25 years ago, questions why her killer remains free, as reported by JTA from earlier today. Separately, Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan claims Israeli strikes in Syria threaten stability, reports the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. And finally, World Vision has been selected for a historic U.S. aid program despite previous ties to Hamas financing, I-24 News reports from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT6113 reported earlier today that the U.S. is relocating some aerial refueling aircraft from Ben Gurion to accommodate peak commercial traffic. Memory, a media research institute, shared that Lebanese analyst Nicholas Shahoud claims U.S., French, and Italian forces are in Lebanon to implement agreements with Israel, posting earlier today. Middle East 24 reported that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Turkish President Erdogan that Jerusalem is not your city after Erdogan invoked Ottoman history to claim it. Let's go deeper, starting with Saudi Arabia's warning. Earlier today, YNET reported that 11 civilians were injured in a Houthi attack on southern Saudi Arabia. Riyadh fears more coordinated assaults by Iran-backed groups. This heightens tensions in the region, with potential implications for regional security and alliances. Turning to the police raid in Haifa, Israel Hayom just reported that authorities seized 10,000 shekels and luxury watches, arresting 8 suspects amid efforts to curb violent crime in the city. This operation highlights ongoing challenges in maintaining public safety. Meanwhile, the father of Malki Roth, who perished in the Sbarro bombing 25 years ago, calls for justice. JTA reports he urges pressure on Jordan to extradite her killer. This plea underscores enduring grief and the complexities of international justice. In a related development, Turkish Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan condemned Israeli actions in Syria, according to the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. He argues these strikes destabilize the region and criticizes Israel's stance on Gaza and the West Bank. This reflects ongoing regional tensions and diplomatic friction. Finally, I-24 News reports that World Vision's inclusion in a U.S. aid program raises eyebrows due to past Hamas financing ties. This decision could affect international perceptions of aid distribution and accountability in conflict zones. On the economic front, first, tech highlights Israel's elite security research teams racing to find cyber vulnerabilities before criminals do, emphasizing the nation's strong cyber defense capabilities. Separately, YNET Business reports Israeli cybersecurity firm Aligo secured $60 million after a 300% revenue growth, aiming for product development and global expansion. And finally, Globes reveals that the average monthly wage in Israel rose to nigh $15,223 in June 2026, with tech wages driving this increase, indicating a robust tech sector. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.